Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I was chatting with a colleague not long ago who had just learned that she was pregnant with her second child. She went on at some length about how excited she was, especially for her firstborn. "He's going to love this new baby so much," she said. "I can hardly wait for them to meet each other." At this point, veterans with multiple children are nodding sagely. Yes, those siblings love each other. But no matter how eagerly everyone in the family anticipates the arrival of a new baby, there's bound to be some upheaval in family routines and relationships. It's not unusual for firstborn children to suddenly lose their toilet training, to demand a pacifier again, or to suddenly become clingy and whiny. On one memorable afternoon, as I grocery shopped with a friend, she turned her back on her grocery cart for just a moment, and when she turned back to put an item in the cart, she found her 6-year-old son just about to whack his new baby sister on the head with a can of baked beans. No, this boy did not grow up to be a serial killer. But think for a moment. What do you suppose that new baby looks like to her older brother? Competition, that's what. New babies get all the attention. Mom and dad are constantly picking them up and carrying them around. Mom cuddles the baby endlessly while she nurses, and visitors who used to gush over big brother now ignore him to coo over baby sister. New babies get presents. They get to sleep in mom and dad's room. It's horribly unfair, at least from the perspective of a dethroned older sibling. Most adults would feel hurt and angry if their partner went out and added a new adult to the family without their consent, yet we expect toddlers to exhibit emotional maturity and generosity of spirit when we bring home extra uninvited babies. No wonder mayhem sometimes breaks out. There's a lot you can do to ease this transition for everyone. Do your best to include your firstborn in the excitement of pregnancy. Talk to her often about what will happen when the new baby arrives, where the baby will sleep, and what she will and will not be able to do. When the new baby comes home, invite your firstborn to help in meaningful ways. Even toddlers can bring diapers and wipes, shake a rattle or play gently, and help with bottles, pacifiers, and meals. It also helps to carve out time alone with your firstborn. He hasn't lost his need for connection and time with you just because a new baby arrived. Nor is he mature enough to truly understand what has happened. Taking time for special just you and me moments, even when you're tired, can make life easier for everyone. When you can see your family through your firstborn's eyes, you'll understand how to offer encouragement and support. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.